All right, Uncle Bert, you mentioned Allegash Lake was a really lovely spot and that you had an accident there once.
Yeah. Well, my wife and I and W.L. Fay and the girl from Cherryfield that we knew real well that used to visit us made a canoe trip up to Allegash Lake. And when we got there, there was two separate campgrounds that I knew about because I'd been there before. And but the one of them, the main one, was occupied by an old doctor that was there with a guide. And the other one never had been used as much, but there was a place where they'd had the fire and built up with rocks and stakes, you know, and cross pieces to hang kittens on and so forth. And I thought, I looked it over and I said, I'm a little scared of that. So I took a pail and I went down to the shore and I scooped up several pails full of gravel and I doused the fireplace with that gravel so it was 3-4 inches thick. And I said, well, I guess that'll prevent any trouble. Well, we'd been there, I guess, about 2 days, and we decided one morning to go into another pond that was about, we had to go up a stream, and I guess it was about a mile from where we were camping into this other pond. I wanted to get a picture of it, that's all. I was out for the railroad then, on a trip. And I also had flashlight arrangements to make pictures of deer in the night. And while we were gone, the fire broke out in our campground. Well, as it happened, there was a Professor Files from Bowdoin College and a guide and another man, three of them, that was camping on a point across the lake right near where Allegash's cave starts in. I don't know if you knew about Allegash Cave.
No.
But you can go down into Allegash Mountain about 100 feet and find a big opening down in there, half as big as this room.
Wow.
And I've been down in there, knew all about it, on a trip, previous trip. Well, they had camped near the cave and they saw the fire when it first started. They went across and they took down our tent and all of our bedding and the clothesline where we had the washing out and a flight we had over the table and everything, gathered the whole business up and carried it over to their camp. Well, when we got back, where we could see the campground, we could see the smoke. And I says, our camp is burned up. We haven't got a thing to eat. But they'd seen us coming, see, and they'd started out over there with the canoe and they come across. They says, your stuff is all safe. We've picked everything up. Well, the funny part of it was, there was a stump, an old rotten stump, not less than the length of this room from where I had my fire. And the fire broke out right in that stump.
My goodness.
And I dug down and found that there was a root about that distance underground that ran all the way from where we had that fire to that stump. And that was all punky root. And the fire, we'd been there 3-4 days, and the fire had got down and caught that root, and it had gone clear to that stump before it broke out.
That was very unusual.
And they had investigated, the guide and his party. And they said, you aren't to blame for that. They says that's something nobody could ever figured out. That to do that. But as it happened, there was a 4 or 5 men at a camp, not but a little ways down from where we were camping. They had a big storehouse with a lot of provisions, lumberman provisions. They got them right up there and they put it out in a very short time. It didn't run as far as me across the street.
You were very lucky.
Yeah.
How far, you were pretty far off in the wilderness then, weren't you, Uncle Bert? How far away from civilization were you then? Quite a way?
On the Allegash Lake?
Yes.
Far from any place where we could get. Well, let's see. A day's trip.
Oh.
Yes, you could make it.
You were lucky,
and
Uncle Brett.
On Suncook Lake.
This
had a 3-mile carry.
It's going to finish up, Uncle Bert. I'm going to turn the tape over.